You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Now, even before that Standard Bank update that we had a look at this morning, we also got another update from Exxaro. They gave us their 6 months results as well for the same period ended June 2024. And I'm joined on the line by Exxaro's Chief Financial Officer, Riaan Koperskaart, to take a look at these numbers and unpack the performance of the business. Good evening, Riaan. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start with reflections of the first 6 months. Obviously, with all of the challenges that exist outside of the business, it couldn't have been easy.
No, definitely. It was challenging market conditions. So if you look at the coal prices, the prices we realized was about 12% lower. So that definitely had an impact on the business. Then also on our domestic offtake, the volumes was a bit lower in the Waterberg region. So that had an impact on the results. And then, as you know, also we've got logistical challenges. So to evacuate our coal is more challenging, and we had to incur additional cost, you know, to evacuate more of our coal.
Riaan, let's look at that now that you've brought it up, the logistics side of it. I've gotten a couple of reports from other stakeholders that use the Transnet rail line that are reliant on that to move their commodities, that they're seeing improvements in the relationship with Transnet. How are you seeing the Transnet picture at the moment? Is the Transnet update looking positive for the Exxaro business?
Yes, definitely. We're very confident in the new management team. There are certain actions afoot that we think will improve the situation. You may have seen there has been an assessment done on the line, what needs to be done to get it back to fuller capacity. And then also legislative changes that may assist us to also have private rail operators in future. So I think we're pretty much going to see the same picture here as what we saw in the energy sector, which could then assist exporting parties.
Mm. Riaan, let's look at the performance over the last 6 months and just try and see how we make sense of the two main divisions. I mean, obviously the coal business, we've touched on in brief to say some of the logistical challenges there would have affected the earnings before interest and tax. Tell me about the ferrous business. How's that doing?
Yeah, so as you know, we've got just over a 20% interest in Sishen Iron Ore Company, which is a Kumba subsidiary. So also the iron ore performance has been lower. Our portion of the equity income decreased by about 1.6 billion rand. And that was also pretty much driven by lower iron ore prices that we've seen over the period.
Riaan, when we look ahead to the next 6 months, what kind of thoughts and considerations are being put into the strategy? I mean, there's obviously been a lot of learnings that the business has gone through in these difficult or these challenging times. What are you putting forward to ensure that the next 6 months looks a lot better?
So, as you mentioned, many of these factors are outside of our control. So we need to focus what is within our control, and that is normally the cost side. So to be very vigilant on the cost control in the operation. Also, I think for us a big focal point on the logistics side is to further optimize our solutions, you know, that we are able to evacuate coal through alternative export channels more efficiently and cost effectively. So that will be a focal point. And then, as pointed out, the mining is obviously a volume game. So as far as possible, you want to increase your volumes if you are able to sell those volumes in the market.
Mm. Riaan, when we look at the business, let's look at the debt side of the business. Obviously, having to incur an operational cost, there might be some financing that's involved within the business. How is the debt position of the business looking? Are we stable from a cash generation point of view?
Yeah, pretty much. So if you look, we separate the business between our energy business and the mining business. So the energy business is sitting with net debt of just over 4 billion rand. and that is because we use project finance to finance our energy business. But the mining side of the business, we're actually sitting with 14 billion rand of cash. And as previously indicated to the market, we are looking to retain a big cash balance for our future growth strategy into minerals and other energy.
Rian, what does that strategy look like? I want to look at, obviously, the growth plans that might be hindered at this point by what's happening globally, but also the commodities that you are exposed to directly from an export point of view, both the iron ore side of the business and the coal side of the business. China has a lot to do with that from a demand perspective, along with other areas that you export to. What does the strategy look like, understanding that recovery might take longer, or are you optimistic about recoveries?
Yeah, no, we definitely optimistic about recovery, but what we are focusing on is the theme of transition minerals, which may play a part in decarbonization globally. So that is, for instance, commodities like copper, manganese. So we are looking at those commodities. You know, some of them are here in South Africa, so we think definitely we can add value. But at the end of the day, you want to do a value accretive transaction. So it is to get that timing right, you know, to be able to do that.
Does that mean the business is open to new acquisitions or new strategic partnerships if they line up with where you guys are focusing?
Yes, for sure. So whether it's on the mineral side, the energy side, and even certain of these commodities, you know, due to the sheer size of them, it may require a partner. Or even if you go and operate perhaps in a jurisdiction where you're not totally comfortable with, you may need to bring a partner on board.
Well, certainly some interesting times ahead. We look forward to catching up at the end of the financial year to see how these developments shape out. And we wish you the best of luck. Hopefully we get a strong second half to the year. That's Rian Koperskar, who is the Chief Financial Officer at Exxaro, on their first 6 months' performance, as well as where they might be looking to reposition the business into.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.